Hello, friends, and welcome to another Friday Pray Together episode of The Morning Mindset. I'm so thankful you are setting aside the time to listen and to hear the needs of other believers around the world and join with me in prayer. I think the people who listen to this particular episode understand that prayer changes things because prayer is a divinely appointed means God has given us for participating in His work. And it's easy to underestimate prayer. It's easy to just think that it really isn't all that. But God Himself promises us that He will answer in response to our prayers. And so we bring these requests together to Him in faith. And I encourage you to bring your faith to the table today. Let's pray for the needs that have been submitted. If you have a prayer request that you would like to submit for the next Friday Pray Together episode, you can look at the description in your podcast player or app to see how to do that, or you can hang around to the end of the episode and I will walk you through the details. All right, friends, here we go. Let's pray together. Father, we thank You for this privilege, this opportunity to pray together as Your people. There is just so much need in our lives and in the world around us. We see craziness happening everywhere. We see division and strife and political backbiting and agendas and just all kinds of things that, Lord, we really want to lay at Your feet and do so in a way that gives us a sense of confidence that the things we're so concerned about in this world can be placed into hands much more competent than ours. And we can leave them there. We can rest. We can be assured that You are doing Your good will, even in the things that seem so out of control in our world. And so, Lord, we bring all those general things to You, and we also bring the specifics of the requests that have been given to us this week. And we want to call them by name. We want to pray for them specifically, asking You to intervene, Lord, because You tell us to come boldly to the throne of grace to find mercy and help in our time of need. And we want to do that together today. So, Father, we begin by praying for Susanna, who's asking us to pray that You would heal her daughter from addiction and that You would lead her daughter to a place in her life where she asks for help. Lord, that is one of the first steps for all of us, is to admit that we need help, even in coming to our faith in Christ. We have to admit that we're a sinner and that we need You to be our Savior. And, Father, I pray that Susanna's daughter would come to that place where she sees that she needs help. She sees that there are resources and people out there who can help her. And we ask, Lord, that You would give her the humility needed to do that, that she would humble her heart. She would not let her ego get in the way. And the fact that she's found herself in this place be an embarrassment to keep her stuck where she is. Father, move her heart to be humble and to ask for the help that she needs. Elisha asks us to pray that You would bring physical and spiritual healing to him. Lord, we don't know any more detail than that, but we can rest assured that You do and that You know exactly what he needs. Father, You also know what's on his heart. You know what he's crying out for in sharing these things. And Father, we ask that You would provide deliverance from spiritual bondage, if that's what's needed, that You would provide deliverance from physical disability or physical malady, if that's what's needed. And Father, we pray also that You would bring endurance to his heart and confidence to his faith, that he would be able to rest in the knowledge that You are at work in his life and You're caring for him as Your son. Lord, Kathy asks us to pray for her because she is facing the need for kidney transplant or dialysis treatments. And she's hoping that she won't need dialysis or surgery by trying a healthy eating regimen here at the beginning. Lord, we ask that You will give her complete healing physically. We ask that You will right now give her Your comfort by her knowing that You are with her, that You love her and You forgive her for her past choices or bad decisions that have brought her to this place of bad health. And Father, we ask that You would take away her guilt, her fear, her anxiety, and the sense of doom that she describes that she's struggling with. Father, replace those feelings with feelings of truth of You and Your love and power in her life. And Father, we ask that whatever this healthy eating regimen is that she's beginning to pursue, You would give her the diligence and the strength and the determination by Your Holy Spirit to exercise the self-control needed to make it happen, and that those things can be transformative in her life as well. Father, we thank you that Jennifer is desiring to study your precious word more deeply. And we ask you that you would lead her and guide her in understanding, give her clarity through your Holy Spirit about the things that she's reading. Lord, we ask that you will give her endurance to keep up her studying. We all kind of reach times where we fall into the doldrums, so to speak, and we find a dryness sometimes in our times in your word. And Lord, we ask that you would give her that great diligence that would press through those times, counting on you to bring your word alive and to sow the seeds of truth in a way that will bring forth fruit in its due time. And Father, we ask that you would give her the patience she needs to make the connections in her mind between what you mean in your word and what that means in her life, so that she can know you better and obey you to bring you great glory. Lord, we have an anonymous request, someone who's asking that you will bring comfort to them as they lost their job back on September 11th. Lord, we ask that you would continue to strengthen this person's faith as she trusts you to give her the job and lifestyle you want her to have. And Lord, we ask that it would be one that she can see is a way to bring you glory. And Lord, give her the opportunity to use her gifts in that context to bless others and to bring glory to you. Lord, another anonymous request, someone who is asking that you will give wisdom and direction to them and their close friend who are possibly entering into a dating relationship. Father, show them your will. Keep them obedient to you and pure in their thoughts and actions. Lord, give them the discernment to know if they are a good fit together, and more importantly, that if they are the fit you have in mind for them as a couple. Father, guard them, guide them, and lead them in this time. I know there's lots of emotion involved and lots of excitement and anticipation and feelings of flattery and happiness. And Lord, I pray that you would amplify that if that is the case of where they need to go, and that you would diminish it if it's not where they should be headed. Father, we ask this in Jesus' name. And Lord, Isabel asks that you would bring healing to her mentally, that you would help her to think about you and your truth, to bring healing in her mind and in her emotions. Father, we ask that you will take away her loneliness and the anxiety that she's experiencing. Father, please help her to find a good, godly, supportive church that can come around her during this time to support her and give her the encouragement and strength and help that she needs. Lord, we ask that you will comfort her and help her to surrender her fears of being hurt by other people so that people can come around her and can be a blessing to her. Father, we pray that your church would be that in her life. In Jesus' name, Father, bring her to the place where that can happen. Lord, we lift up Amanda and her husband and her children to you. She says that she just lost her job and needs to find another. So, Lord, we ask you to provide a new means of employment and provision for her. She also asks us to pray that she would be able to have more time with her kids. And it sounds like that's a balancing act, Lord, with a job on one hand and wanting more time with her kids. Father, maybe there's a situation where she could work from home or she could do her work on a more flexible schedule. Lord, we don't know what you have in mind, but we ask you to bring it about and give her eyes to see it and be blessed by it the way that you're providing. Lord, we ask that you will guide her in wisdom regarding this job. And we also pray for her husband, who has been struggling with depression and anxiety. Lord, he needs healing and he needs to know your love and your forgiveness. So, Father, we ask in Jesus' name that you would bring that about, Lord, that you would cause him to see your face, to see the glory of your person, of your character, and that he would learn to delight in you and rest in you, and that this anxiety and depression would vanish in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for Esther as well, whose sister needs to have a cyst and an ovary removed. Father, we ask that you would give healing to her body, whether that's in a divine way where you just reach down and touch her and banish that sickness from her body, or whether it's through the physicians who we ask would be wise in their surgery, and that her sister would have that complete healing as a result, if that's your will. Lord, we also ask that you will bring Esther's boyfriend home, who's been away for over 100 days with his work because of the whole pandemic situation that's spanning the globe. Father, we ask that you would bring them home by Christmas. That's Esther's desire. We want to pray with her, Lord, that you'd bring them home by Christmas. We ask that you would bring comfort and peace to her and her family all around the world to be able to trust you and to seek you during this uncertain time. Father, another anonymous request. Someone who's asking that you will provide a good, stable job for her as an interior designer. It seems that because of the pandemic, she's been out of work for a long time, and that makes total sense with people not necessarily wanting someone coming into their home. And so, Lord, we ask that you would bring her a godly opportunity to use the skills that she has to serve others in that way. She's asking also that you would bring her a godly husband. And Father, we ask that you would bless her in that way. You would bring her the right relationship that she's desiring in Jesus' name. And Lord, she asks as well that you would bless her family, her parents, her sister's brother-in-law, her two nephews, her grandmother. Father, we ask that you would be present in their lives and show them yourself. Draw them to you through circumstances, through comments, through experiences. Lord, and we ask that you protect them all from the enemy, that you would guide them in wisdom and humility to trust and obey you. Lord, we pray for Shai, who is praising you and thanking you for answering our prayers that we prayed a couple of weeks ago for her husband. You provided his work contract to go through just a week after we prayed. Thank you, Jesus, for being so gracious to answer. Thank you. We praise you, Lord. And Shai also wants to pray for me. And Lord, I thank you for that. So we pray that you continue to bless my life and the work that we're doing here through the Morning Mindset for your glory, Lord. And that you would continue to meet my needs in the time of life that I'm in now. And Lord, that the Morning Mindset could continue for a long time. We ask you to continue your work for as long as you have it to go on. And Father, bring people to Christ, encourage people in their faith, and give them great just confidence in who you are, Lord, that we as believers can shine as lights in the darkness of our world. Lord, Lisa asks that you would bring comfort and peace to her Aunt Karen and her Uncle Heinz, who have both been diagnosed with cancer. And Father, their daughter's wedding is just a few weeks away. What a damper that has to be on the wedding that they've received this news. Lord, we ask that you would bring healing to their bodies, and that if it's your will, you would completely heal them of all this cancer, Lord, in Jesus' name, that you would drive it out. And Lord, please give them the strength and the energy that they need to be able to help with the wedding, to be able to rejoice in this time of their daughter becoming wed. And we ask, Lord, also for Lisa's grandpa, who is in a memory care facility and wants to go home to Jesus. Father, I can understand that sort of a desire. I can understand wanting to be with you. And so, Lord, we ask that you would bring him comfort and peace each day because he's not able to see his family except through a window because of the COVID situation. Father, we ask in Jesus' name that you would just comfort and hold him close, and that one day soon he will be able to see Jesus, and that it would be a glorious celebration for his family knowing that he finally is home. Lord, Lindsay asks us to pray for her friend who has stage 3 skin cancer and continues to lose consciousness, is passing out, Father. We ask for complete healing for this friend. And we ask that this friend will come to know you more deeply through this difficult time, that the fear and the anxiety and the worry over a physical condition like this would drive this friend to you, that they would know your salvation as a result. Nadia asks that you would bring comfort and peace to her whose friend passed away just a little while ago. He was 17 years old. Father, we ask that you will bring comfort to her and to his family and friends who are still grieving. Lord, help everyone to experience your love more deeply and your compassion through this tragedy. Lord, we ask that you will guide the police in finding the person who took his life. Father, we just want to see justice done. I pray there would be no feelings of retribution involved in this, but just feelings of compassion and concern for this person, that they would be praying for this person's salvation as well, Lord, that you can make all things new, even in that person's life. Father, we pray it in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray for Deora, who is asking that you'll provide a job that she can really love. We also ask, Lord, that you bring financial provision so that she can pay all her debts off this year. And Lord, she also is asking that you will continue to strengthen her trust in you, and that you will grow her in wisdom and in humility every day as she seeks you more. Praise the Lord that she's doing that. Lord, help her to know your deep, deep love for her so that she can show your love to others. Let it just flow out of her. Let it be an example that comes out of her. And Lord, we ask that you'll strengthen the unity and love of her family as well, and that you would give her a strong, sound mind. Since she has bipolar disorder, Lord, give her stability, give her strength, and Lord, even give her healing of this condition. If it be your will, in Jesus' name, Lord, we ask it. And Father, we pray just for the situation that's going on in our world. We know with the various countries where listeners live and in the various situations that they find themselves, there are all kinds of circumstances that can be alarming or disheartening and discouraging. Or Lord, there can be dangers and there can be real threat to their lives. Father, we pray for everyone listening to this episode, everyone who listens to The Morning Mindset, that they would see you in their circumstances and they would grow in their faith to trust you to the point that anxiety flees, that fear is banished, and that the enemy's work in our lives can have no effect because we are trusting in the name of the Lord our God. Father, teach us how to walk and to live as your people so that those in this dark world can see what happens when Jesus comes into the life of a human being. Father, make us an example. Make us servants. Make us compassionate lovers of other people so that we can be your hands and your feet in this world. Father, thank you so much for this time we've been able to pray together. Thank you for these many requests. We lift them to you confidently, knowing that you are doing great things. And Father, we rest in you, trusting you to bring about your good purposes in your due time. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I promised you that if you are interested in submitting one of your requests or praise, as you heard some on this episode, for us to consider for a future episode of the Pray Together edition of the podcast, you can do so by going to CareyGreen.com, that's C-A-R-E-Y, green, just like the color, .com/prayer. And you can enter your request there in the short form. And my wife gets those and kind of summarizes them for me so that I can more effectively pray for them as I record. And we will include it in the next Pray Together episode. Please join us again next week and tell others you know who are prayer warriors about the Pray Together episode. I don't know of any other platform where this is happening, folks. And it's nothing special about me or about what we're doing. It's just that I think it's a unique thing that many people could get behind if they even knew it existed. So please tell your friends, tell your church family, tell people who you think would be interested in joining us for praying for these needs from all over the world. And join me together on the next Pray Together episode. God bless you.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.